Well, our moms think we're funny.
Okay, so, okay, but I want to make sure I understand this. All right. So, if I have a high school diploma, so that means that I went all the way through high school, I had the focus and dedication to attend high school all the way through graduation, and the grades enough.
And at least get D's the whole way through.
Right, in order to be able to graduate, right, then I can have a lower score.
Yep.
But if I could not do any of that stuff, right, and I just did not have the skills or the capability to be able to make it through high school, so I got a good enough diploma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then my skills have to be higher.
Yes.
Which is not quite possible. Otherwise, I would have graduated high school.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I mean, there are plenty of people that drop out of high school because it's just not challenging to them. Very intelligent people that
they
elect.
They get knocked up.
They get knocked up. They're real smart, but they, yeah. Yeah. No, that, I don't want to say just because you went the route of a GED means you are less intelligent than everyone else.
No, they,
but if you're going to look at a general rule, if you're going to put something down on paper, maybe don't be like, wow, these people that have GEDs should probably have a higher standard than high school graduates.
Well, they, like, but we know the majority of them probably can't do better than that, right? I mean, like, that's why they have a GED. Like, and I get sometimes people, like, they go back or something happened where they had to drop out of high school and take care of a sick parent or who knows what, right?
Yeah.
And so then you don't want to be like a 19-year-old going back to high school. And then they're not going to let you come back in at 19. So your only route would probably be a GED. I completely understand that. And I realize that's a really good reason. It probably happens to a lot of people, you know, that, they weren't expecting, you know, it's just an unexpected thing that they have to do and go that route.
I mean, in my situation, it was just being a homeschooler. I had to do the GED because I'm not going to get like a state recognized diploma from that. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and plus, I mean, you know, that was during the time that you were in that cult. So every answer was Jesus. like, what's 2 + 2? Jesus. I mean, the only thing that you didn't put Jesus on was, like, the name. Like, it was the name on the paper. A Comey. Everything else is... Oh, I teased.
I lean into it, man. Like, I fully acknowledge that's the source of all my issues. So...
I just got to point out here, because, like, Baby Driver is on the screen, and, you know, Bats is about to shoot the truck driver, and then later on he's like, hey, did you make me miss that on purpose? And it's like... You can tell me. Yeah, because you had a shotgun right in front of my face. Like, if you had pulled the trigger, we all would have died. Like, my face would have all of a sudden just jumped from my body to the backseat of his car. Right? and then we would have all crashed. Like, do you not know how guns work? I understand that you're crazy. You're Bats, but, like, come on. Yes, yes, I made you miss that on purpose because I didn't want to die.
Okay, but in fairness, there is probably a non-zero percentage chance or non-zero percentage of individuals in our military that do not know how guns work. So,
I mean, yeah.
Probably more than not.
But I bet you at least 75% of those could, I don't know, shoot a nun with a knife if she came around a corner. That's...
I love the slow burn on that one. He just said... to think about it.
So we played Nun Massacre, and he had the gun, and he was talking shit. It's in the video, and he's talking shit about, like, she's like, you know, like, I haven't shot a gun in a long time. This with, like, the characters, like, the notice saying, I haven't shot a gun in a long time, but I should be able to shoot somebody. He's like, oh, yeah, you think so, huh? We haven't shot a gun in a long time. And all of a sudden, a nun just, like, chop, chop, chop.
I would spawn on that floor. Turk's talking a lot of shit for somebody who didn't play it.
I bought it for you to play, not for me to play. But yeah, just the whole idea of the Space Force and then what they do, and obviously the sliding scale of, like, who gets in, it's almost like they're using one of those, like, cootie catcher things.
The sliding scale is hilarious.
Like, they're like, over, like, are you going to be an engineer?
All right, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, no, I legitimately think we should all just apply and see what we can get.
I wonder what, well, I mean, most military branches have age limits. Let's see. Space Force age limit. Let's look at the eligibility here.
Wait, my Earth age or my space age? Because those are two different things.
All right. So one, qualify. You must be 17 to 42 years of age. What a pisser.
Wait.
I missed that by like 2 months.
Man.
That's bullshit.
I still qualify.
I missed your birthday, dude.
Huh?
I missed your birthday?
Yeah, November 3rd.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. Did you say anything about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, typically don't, because I'm in my 40s. I don't really celebrate it anymore.
I don't mention anything about it either, so that's why I was like, was I just being clueless that day? Or?
Like, hey, everyone. Want to celebrate the fact of my unrelenting march towards death? Like, I'm definitely more than halfway through. I would be dead in less time than I've previously been alive.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to make it to 60. I think somewhere between 40 and 50, I'm just going to kick it.
Well, that's why I quit smoking. I swear to God, if I kick it before 60 and I quit smoking, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, pissed. Absolutely. Then you just spend like the last 5 years like wishing you could smoke.
Yeah.
And it's all for nothing. And yeah, like, no, I totally get that.
And then if there's no afterlife afterwards, I'm going to be even more pissed. I mean, I'm going to not exist, but I will be the most pissed off non-existing entity.
It's like you're not even
going to... I'll be pissed off for you.
Not even get to be pissed off.
It's like you're not even going to get a good job for trying.
Yeah.
You did the best you could. It's like, come on!
Like, can you just give me a gold star or something? We're like, yeah, you're stepping into complete non-existence. Here's a gold star for quitting smoking in the last half of it.
You know what's really going to piss you off? Is like when that happens, if you die before 60, you're like, what the fuck? It's like, I died before 60 and I quit smoking. So yeah, but quitting smoking like gave you 5 additional years. What the fuck?
You get hit by a train.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. So like...
Yeah, if you would have kept smoking, you would have just got hit by a train one day.
Well, what if you find out you were supposed to just keep smoking? It's like, no, that's what all the cool people were doing.
Yeah.
That's our criteria for getting into heaven.
It's like, you don't smoke or drink, well, you can't party with us.
All you did was prove that you're a quitter. So, ain't got no room for that up here.
So let me ask you a question here. Let me just want to make sure that I understand your reasoning here. Like, so when you went to the doctor and the doctor said, oh, yeah, you've got a strong heartbeat. It's like it runs like a locomotive, right? And you're like, yeah, what do locomotives run off of? like coal and fire and steam. And then what'd you do? You stopped taking your fuel, right? So, of course you died. you stopped feeding the engine a locomotive. I know that's how it worked.
Yeah, it's good. Like, damn it. Like, why did you create life to be so weird? Like, it doesn't make sense.
That's what you get for falling prey to, like, to the big oxygen.
Speaking of the big oxygen thing, I saw a meme the other day that freaking cracked me up. It said minimalism is just a ploy by big small to sell more less.
That's good.
I got a costume for you, Comey. Like, it's a guy talking. He's like, yeah, every day above ground is a good day. And then he goes all the way down to some more lock. He's like, fuck you.
This is fun too. I like more you have to be a U.S. citizen, obviously.
Obviously, for the USF.
Yeah, course. Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to drive in the MSSF, in Mexican Space Force. Yeah.
You have to have a high school diploma or GED with 15 college credits, or a GED.
But,
yeah. Nope. You. I read that verbatim. That is exactly what it says. You must be 17 to 42 years of age, a U.S. citizen, have a high school diploma or GED with 15 college credits, or GED.
So I'm going to tell you what I first heard when you said that, when you were like, you have to have a high school diploma Orgy DD, and I'm like, Orgy D, like, Orgy, I'm like, oh, Orgy D, I was like,
Orgy D. Like, or you've had an Orgy D, which is an orgy with nothing but dicks. I was
like, yeah, like, are you sure we should have let Epstein, like, write this proposal? No, it's fine, it's fine. The Orgy D.
That's why I got Stephen Hawking on that island. Like, okay, Steve, here's my idea. Don't say no right away. Space Force. Can you help me out with the logistics here? Yeah.
I can't say no to anything when getting such a great blowjob.
Oh, but I have to look at one last thing on this topic, and then I'm going to move on. The benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, obviously, you get to tour the outer space.
Yeah, yeah, except that you definitely don't. All right.
Join the Space Force, see the world.
Benefits?
The United States recruits? Like, little prince! Yay, I got my own planet!
Base salary, of course. You're paid by your rank and years of service. But your salary is just part of the package. The moment you put on your uniform, you are eligible for additional compensation based on your job and station. Insurance. Low-rate insurance plans? You have to pay for your insurance?
I thought the military paid for it. I thought
the VA was just free.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, once you're in the military, it's just free. Well, that's low-rate insurance plans.
That's because that's the Earth VA. You got to go to the Space VA.
Oh, yeah, Space VA. They don't have a...
You get, like, fucking Dr. Zoidberg.
We provide full pay and allowances for 6 days and life insurance. And then retirement. 401k.
Yeah, 401 kilometers. So, it doesn't tell you how much they pay, though?
Like, no, it's like any company. It's got a big old scale based on rank and tenure and stuff.
I mean, it should be at least a starting scale for all those, like, frontline infantry guys, right?
You would think they would just sit in there like, okay, you'll make $28,000 a year,
right,
or whatever. You know, no, they don't do that. They don't tell you that because they don't want you to know it's probably like $18,000 a year. Recreation. Yeah. Most Space Force bases are equipped with golf courses, tennis courts, swimming pools, full-service gyms, along with arts and crafts facilities.
All right, here's your paste and glitter. Construction papers on the table.
Yeah. Made macaroni art.
I made a macaroni picture of the Earth.
You get 30 days of paid vacation a year, which I think is relatively standard in military.
I mean, that's not bad.
They can travel on Air Force aircraft to almost any U.S. state and many international destinations. That is kind of cool.
That's pretty cool,
They just, and from what I understand, you just go to an Air Force base, and as long as they've got room, like, you can just get on a plane and go.
I mean, that is kind of cool. That's kind
of
cool.
I'm sure there's a lot of stipulations and stuff that my dumb civilian ass don't know about, but still be neat.
I don't think I want to cut my salary by a third for worse benefits just to be able to fly anywhere in the world, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and then the college pay thing.
Well, of course, yeah. That's
universal.
I think that's why most people do military stuff.
So I just have one question that I need to know.
Okay.
So your uniform, so you know, you say, like, you know, when you put on this uniform, like, blah, 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 what does the outer space camouflage look like? Is it just black with stars?
It would have to be.
You know, you would think, but it's boring. There's a picture.
I can see that motherfucking space.
Yeah. Like, how would you not be able to see that in space?
That's not even as good.
You're like, you're out in space and you're like, oh, no, wait, no, just a bush. Wait a minute, bushes don't grow in space. Hey. Bow, bow, bow.
If the uniform looked like a meteor or something, like a crater, like, okay.
Yeah, that would be, that'd be cool as shit. I was just hoping for stars and fucking swirls and galaxies and shit all over you, man.
You know,
that'd
just
be
hoping
awesome.
For like Star Trek uniforms, just like, you know, the black pants, the
I mean, they ripped off the Star Trek fucking insignia.
Yeah, I remember like, that. But I mean, it's just like the urban camouflage, the blue with like the kind of digital pattern. Like, yeah. I've never seen that in all my years of like living in like the city. Like just seeing like something just looks like that. Yeah. I mean, if anything, like urban camouflage, like some guys like outfit should be like part of a window and a brick wall. And,
clearly, you don't live in like a dystopian future, sir.
So. Yeah. Oh, yes. Is it like
if you were in a cyberpunk dystopia, then you would see the blue digital patterns everywhere.
That's it. Yes. Like part of like the, like my left shoulder should be like part of a stop sign. Then the back of mine should have like the rear end of a Chrysler or whatever. So I'm walking, just stop and freeze it in place. But like, I thought I saw something there. Huh? No. Nope. But you almost missed that stop sign. Oh, thanks, buddy. I mean, like, they do, like, just regular brown, like, desert candy, like, in space, but, like, what? Like, I'm not gonna see that.
Like, no, I get it. They probably have a bulk deal on camouflage uniforms. That's probably the thing. They're just, Space Force is getting leftovers. Because they've got to know it's bullshit. Like, they have to know it's bullshit. They got to know what they're doing is bullshit. And it just... I don't get it. How would they possibly be like, no, this is legit. We're serious.
What's, like, the nickname for a Space Force person? You know, like...
Guardians.
Like Marines are jarheads. And you're like, you know, like, Navy guys are squids. And, Coast Guards or babies or whatever it is, like, you know, seals or pups or whatever they want to call them, right? Like, what do you call a Space Force guy? Like, an asteroid? I'm like, what do you call him? Like,
an astro hole?
Ravenous? Ravenous or whatever? Like, last night?
What?
Ravenous.
Ravenous. Yeah. All right. Now, I don't want to see the official, because I know the official is Guardians. I want the Urban Dictionary one.
Established in 2019, Guardians. That sounds like a good one. Yeah. Like Guardians, because, you know, I just come up with that on my own.
Yeah.
Like, so the USSF, also known as the Thanos, like, oh, come on, really?
Also known as the Star-Lords.
They're members of the Justice League. Dude, you're not even trying.
Well, the Urban Dictionary has a lot of definitions in the Space Force. A rocket man. I'm trying to look at some of these. So some of these just right off the top, right from the top of the page. Space Force, Don Jr.'s cocaine habit. Simple to the point. Like it.
I like it. That's good.
The quote, I need more money for Space Force. here's a good one. This one seems like a little more like actual, like trying to say what Space Force actually is and not just make fun of a Trump kid. Right. Okay, so Space Force. Some new branch of the goddamn military that uses space shit. Every person who enlists becomes a fucking Power Ranger who wouldn't enlist.
I can't argue with that.
The quote. Mom, I want to go to the military. -gaywad 9-year-old. Response, no, unless you become a Power Rangers because the Space Force is useless. -gaywad's mom. Wow.
Oh, man.
Established by, oh, God. Dude, why do so many of you fuckers have to have weird-ass online names? Why can't you have something simple? 96 Iudaluahayazagag.
Oh, that dude?
Yeah, that guy. That guy that we all know and love.
That fucker was
in lovely. July of 2018, he was on it. He did not wait to start ripping a new one into Space Force.
As soon as he heard whisperings of Space Force, he immediately got mad.
Oh my goodness.
Get a 9-year-old.
And oh, and then there's the bootlicker on another use of Space Force, a clusterfuck or a gathering of stupid, ignorant people.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, the quote on this one is even extra political, so I'm going to skip that one. Yeah, and then there's another one that's pretty political. making fun of Trump stuff.
I mean, so I will say this about that whole thing, which is it's so easy to create something like that and then to justify it by saying, well, I mean, look, we haven't been invaded from space, right? I mean, like, it's so easy because you don't have to, like, prove to me that we haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what have we done? What haven't we done?
It is a it's a softball. It is a softball. It's the perfect con.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the perfect con because
I want to buy your rock.
It's like there's literally no, like, there's no way that it's ever going to come to a head. And if it ever does, it's too fucking late.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Oh, Space Force was supposed to protect us, but we were invaded by aliens.
Like, so if you give us a budget increase.
Well, you know what? You got a little more to worry about than what the fuck Space Force is doing. You got
the Zeta Reticulons wind up in your backyard. They already won.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's...
Like, where was Space Force on that one? They dropped the ball. We're fucked.
Right. Yeah, but you know, that's an excuse you can use for pretty much any, like, military branch, right? If you lose, like, oh, well, where were you guys on that one? But, like, we were there. We just lost, right?
Yeah, but if I'm a Marine, space isn't my job here. Space Force is supposed to keep the aliens from landing in the backyard.
I'm sure that when someone's pitching Space Force, they're like, we need a Space Force. It was like, we've got the Marines. And the Marines, land, sea, air. Space is not in their description, right? They can't fight in that. We never trained them to. We never taught them how.
I mean, they taught them how to drill for oil, but...
No, it's pretty much just Guardians of the Galaxy is the joke name. And, you know, the clusterfuck one. But, yeah, that was boring. I mean, I would kind of hope for something like Jarhead or Seaman. Oh, wait, Seaman's the actual one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because apparently someone at the time was super, super... salty about them.
Maybe like a bubble head or like a dome head or something, because, you know, like, they wear like they would be wearing like astronaut helmets, right? So yeah,
in theory. But they don't go to space, so
I mean, they just haven't gone to space yet.
They haven't needed to. They're doing a good enough job from down here. Moonmen, we can call them. Moonmen. Yeah.
Well, except for, you know, we're not supposed to occupy the moon, right? So by calling the moon men, that kind of says that we are declaring, like, the moon is our space.
Yeah, and we're not allowed to do that, even though we already put a flag in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that you can't see from any telescope on the world, no matter how like powerful it is, you cannot see that flag that's up there on the moon waving in the wind.
Because there's no wind.
But in the pictures that they showed from, like, when they landed on the moon, it's kind of waving. Just gonna say.
They put a thingy up to hold it up. There's a thingy there.
No, I mean, like it's waving. Like you would see, like, it's curled on the corner.
It's the gravity. It's swinging. There is absolutely gravity on the moon.
It's like, what, 1/4 gravity?
I mean, it's less, but it exists.
Yeah, next thing you're going to tell me is like Neil Armstrong, like, lifted the visor up and go, wait, next thing going, make it wave! Make it wave! Do it, goddammit, you fucking moon cricket!
Here we go. There we go. That's the Space Force name.
Moon Cricket. Moon Cricket. I like it. All right.
So Moon Cricket comes from Black Dynamite. You seen Black Dynamite, right?
Probably a long time ago.
When he fights Richard Nixon at the end, and Patricia Nixon, like, Black Diamond grabs like the china from the china couch, and he goes to throw it at Nixon, and she shoots the plate out of his hand. And she goes, "Take your hands off the White House china, you Moon Cricket."
Oh, so it was a racist thing. Yeah. Oh, wow! Thanks. I feel like I got baited into that one. Like, hey, check out this totally original word I came up with. Starts with N, then I. Now just run around and say it.
It's like those people who like split it up between their first name and their last name and like make donations online. Thanks for the five, Nick. Appreciate it.
So I know I've told Akomi this, and this is a real thing. This was I just got to type it out for you. This was someone.
I said, oh no.
You know what this is. this was a person, that was a, this is the name of someone, I'll say through my work, in my work, this was a person's name that I saw, and I was like, wow. And I was like, okay, like that's their name, right? Okay. That was their name.
Where? Oh no! Oh no!
Let me see it again. Hold on. Oh yeah!
Yeah! I was like, wow!
I forgot that it was that good.
To those of you listening and can't see those text messages, it was
pretty bad.
Not a great name to have. In countries other than the United States, I imagine it probably was just a name, just some random syllables.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
but here,
either that or their parents were really, really funny.
Yeah, so I'm thinking probably Vietnamese. You know?
Yeah,
Let's name him this and then move to America and ruin his life.
Yeah, honestly, I see a lot of, like, a lot of shit like that, where it's like, Asian Pacific Islander names, and then Middle Eastern names have a lot of them that, like, written out in English, they're like, whoa, Yeah, there seems to be a lot of that. Like, I don't know.
Hey, John, let's get rid of Clarence. I still have his good ideas.
All right, so.
Yeah, so.
So, in conclusion, everyone, go out and join the Space Force. When you join up with them, make sure you reference us.
Yes.
Because we's trying to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we should get some kind of kickback or something. Like a recruiting fee.
Yeah.
Some kind of finder's fee. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And we get to get paid by the government through like recruiting contractor fee and if you guys do it in mass, then we can like set our price and just tell them whatever, and they'll pay it because they got $900 billion to spend in a year.
Yeah.
You just be like, oh yeah, we referred 15 people to you guys. That will be $1 billion. And they'll probably just pay it.
I mean probably.
Because what the fuck else are they spending it on? Saving us from the aliens?
I would venture to say that this would be a more successful recruiting campaign than whatever the fuck they're doing. So
probably. I mean, certainly better than their website.
With its slider bars.
Yeah.
Boys, my name is Sergeant Dick Leakey. Folks around here call me the Rooster. Yeah, so from an early Beavis and Butthead episode.
Let's see. I want to see, what job does it recommend if I say high intelligence? Or no, if I say low intelligence, but high leadership.
President.
President of the Space Force.
Astronautical engineer.
It always comes back to that.
Astronautical engineer. That's just like, that's infantry level, like, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, astronautical engineer.
That's a, it's just that thing.
Entry that level, do. Just like, psh, right
down there. Out there in the asteroid trenches. On the front lines.
Yeah, you gotta sweep the asteroids. That's your job.
Sticking all these fucking Minox everywhere. You can't get anything done.
I always found that hilarious, like, finding out in the military. There's times in the military where, when you're in the military, you have to work. Like, you have to work, period.
Yeah.
Whether you have anything to do or not is irrelevant. You have to work. So there are times when they'll put people on just sweep a sidewalk on the base for 8 fucking hours. Sweep this same section of sidewalk.
Wow.
All day.
That was suck.
Yeah.
At one point, like, there's no concrete left. He just swept. A big sweeping pad has been like, what is, like,
yes, you just swept all the way through to the dirt. And I'm sure, like, international people are listening to this going, like, Jesus Christ, they're blowing up half the world, yet at the same time,
yeah,
they're just sweeping sidewalks.
We
are really the dumbest of all of you. We are the worst.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, that's why we have to start wars and bloodshed. Like, if I got to sweep one more fucking sidewalk, I swear, I'm gonna fucking lose it. Give me somebody to shoot at or something.
I mean, imagine how much shit we could wreck if we were actually trying.
If we were, like, organized and, like, applied that $900 billion a year to something actually...
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't even have to be beneficial. Just applied it to something.
I mean, we're causing global turmoil just by falling ass first into military success.
Whoops! Look what I just discovered.
I doubt it's even military success. Like, I don't feel like really. I don't feel like we're being successful. I mean, we're told that it's successful.
We haven't won a war and a fair fight since World War II.
I don't know.
And that was iffy. So, like,
how do you even call it winning a war anymore? Like, winning a war usually means something. Like, you, like, negotiate, get a treaty, you know, or what? Like,
We don't have the greatest track record with that since, like, 1940. So,
no. Since before that, you know, I recently found out we dropped the nukes. Pretty much after it was over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No.
I didn't even know that. I was just like, I always thought, like, I mean, anybody, like, looked at that and were like, wow, dropping nukes on cities, that was pretty fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But we were at war, but still, that was a fucking city. That wasn't a base. That was a fucking city.
Churches were the points of targeting.
Yeah. And then I was watching something and they're just like, yeah, the war was actually over when we dropped the bombs. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, Japan was discussing terms of surrender, and all they said was, we would at least like for our emperor to maintain keeping the title of emperor. And America was like, nope, fuck you.
Jeez.
It's like Christ, man.
Yeah, we're sending our paperwork over right now. Like, but it's better than one of their original plans, the bats.
The bats?
I don't know. Oh, you don't know about the bats?
I do not know about the bats.
Oh, my God.
Was it that we were going to drop off a bunch of bats that had coronavirus? Because it seems like that bit us in the ass.
Yes.
Of course it was.
But instead of coronavirus, they were going to attach little incendiary devices to the legs of bats.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And because the bats would go into, like, the eaves and hide, and then they were going to detonate them, and because of, like, the way the houses were built, it was just going to just set everything on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I did hear about that. Fucking gnarly.
And that's why afterwards, after the war was over, Japan sent those hot air balloons over here with the bombs in them. You don't know about that?
I remember something about that. It's been so long.
See, these balloons, if they went to, like, this, like, one mountain or whatever, the way the winds came across, they could let these balloons off and they would actually just carry right across to like the Washington, Oregon area. And so they had these balloons that had bombs in them that were being brought over and then were detonating, and they covered the whole thing up because they didn't want to create a panic, and they didn't want in America, and they didn't want the Japanese to know they had succeeded. So they covered it all up until later on, because they thought, well, if they don't know they succeeded, then they'll stop doing it, because there's no way we can try to capture these balloons coming in just off the winds. And so, but yeah,
just let them bomb the shit out of Oregon and Washington and just didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So we did Northwest.
So we did the equivalent of la 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 la.
Okay, well, they were trying to track them and stuff, but most of them hitting uninhabited areas. But there was one that was found by this Sunday school teacher who had taken these kids out on a picnic. And they found the balloon and they found the bomb and they didn't know what it was.
I remember
and
that.
Blew Boom. Up. Funny thing, right? Not really funny.
Yeah, hilarious.
It's a barrel laughs.
The video game, the one that fucking Sony canceled for no reason, like, this game is really popular, sells really well, it's got great reviews, let's cancel it. Okay. But Days Gone takes place in the Oregon area.
Yeah.
And it's mapped off of, like, that mean like the geologically it's almost identical to the Oregon area.
Right.
There are historical landmarks in the game, which are the actual real historical landmarks in Oregon, and there's a historical landmark in the game for that. And when you read it, it tells you exactly what it is and tells you that story. And when I was playing the game like 3 or so weeks before that, I had heard the story on NPR. And wow. Then I found that marker and I was like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
And I was like, but yeah, they found a couple bombs when it was reported, the government just showed up and they were like, yeah, like only you people know, you guys aren't saying shit.
Which is basically the equivalent of like, oh, this is just a cry for attention. We're just going to ignore them.
And it worked because when there was no reports throughout the U.S. of the balloons and the bombs going off, they stopped sending them. But they actually had factories. They stopped, they took schools and they stopped teaching them and then had some kids just sew this material together to make these balloons. What for like weeks. It's a crazy fucking story, dude.
I mean, it's not that I would blame them given the circumstance, but it always like goes back to like our government's response to shit like that. That's just like, Jesus. The fuck? Like, how? Like,
because that's kind of the equivalent of like somebody slapping you in the back of the head and you just like shooting them with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Just emptying the entire magazine into them. It's like,
and then look at them and be like, this was a noble victory in which I was very correct in my response.
Go ahead.
Like, God bless it.
So I was gonna say, you've seen Darkman, right?
Yeah.
So remember that scene in Darkman where he's got the guy, was he like a, it's Ted Raimi. I think he's got him in the sewer and he's like, I've told you everything I know. I told you. He's like, I know, but let's pretend you didn't. That's like Japan's like we surrender. Oh, I know. but
we have this really cool bomb that we really want to use. So,
but we've been working on it for so many years. Look at poor Oppenheimer. He's all sad.
So really, when you look at it, we're both kind of screwed in this scenario, right? like we both have our hands tied. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like the bully in school that you know, he comes to school the next day and he's got broken legs on crutches. And that's when you decide to kick him downstairs. Like, yeah, nobody else better fuck with me either. But like, he was no longer a threat. Like, how are you like dominating here? Like, geez whiz.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
but, you know, this does bring up a very interesting point, though, that I think we do need to address, okay, at least at some level. So we have the Space Force now because we need more military, yes. Right? Because it's very important that we have more military. We don't have enough at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when space is no longer enough, then what do we do? What's the next military branch that needs to be made?
Subterranean force. We need molemen.
Molemen.
Military molemen.
Military molemen.
The Chinese are trying to attack us through the Earth's core. We've got to defend the Earth's core. If they were to put a force field around it, then our path of the planet would just go cold and we'd freeze.
Probably.
China is trying to open a sweatshop in the core of the Earth. We need to get down there. Yes, iPhones will be cheaper than ever, but we still have to bring the military down there and stop them. Not right. They're going very crazy down there.
Have you heard about this? You know this?
Yeah. They got little hands, but there's a lot of them. They're digging away. They're
digging away real fast. They're chopping tiny,
through the rocks with their chapsticks. Tiny hands. Very terrible. Very terrible. My good friend Alex Jones, have you heard of this guy? He told me all about it.
Came up to me, tears streaming down his face.
I bet you in his mind, he actually sees like a whole field of Chinese people with chopsticks picking up like dirt, like one grain at a time, and, like, moving it like a precision, like chow, 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 chow.
I swear I hear Chinese voices under my country. I don't have a basement.
My favorite part of that whole thing was, you guys owe me an apology.
Oh,
so
yeah, we were talking about that on an episode last night. It's just like that poor God. Fucking guy. Everybody just thought he was crazy and racist. It's just like, fuck you, man. You just hate Jewish people. It's like, no, I swear. I don't have a basement. Poor guy.
We just thought you were crazy racist. I am, but I was also right.
Yeah, I feel like he's still crazy and racist, but it just kind of so happened.
These things aren't mutually exclusive.
I mean, maybe this is what cemented it. It's like, well, I didn't hate Jews till I started tunneling under my house for no good reason. I wasn't racist until that moment.
He wakes up in the middle of the night, goes to the fridge, finds a guy in there, make him say, you're going to eat this. Like,
you know, I feel like the really troublesome part about that is like if you were to experience something like that in a way that you would like have to like mentally to cope with it, you generalize and you establish a racist mentality towards a group. That is not in conjunction with the wide world view,
right,
of that particular racist thing. Like, how do you contend with that when people are like, oh, Jewish people have space lasers? No. Jewish people do not have space lasers. That is racist and irresponsible. They tunnel under our houses.
Then, of course, you'd be like the little rats they are. Like, no, man, that part was unnecessary.
Behold the underminer.
They're like, they're just covetous and they want all the money. Like, no. They want all our dirt. Trying to steal the dirt right out from under us.
I feel sorry for the guy because at night, because if he was hearing them during the day, at night, you know, when he's sleeping, just like just through, like, you know, just subconsciously, oh, he wakes up in there. He's like, I really think they are. And it's like, why do they need so much? Like, what? Where's this coming from? He's going to work. Like, dude, why are you talking like that? I don't know. Like, you need to stop right now. That's really racist. What are you talking about? Like, stop it. I am not doing anything. Why are you persecuting me? That's it. You're fired.
Slight accent.
Like, he just absorbed it through subliminal messaging while he was asleep and just... Like, oi, vey!
It's like falling asleep, the reverberations like reaching him up through the pillow. He's dreaming like.
Sitting there cutting vegetables. Drizzle, drizzle, drizzle.
People who need people. Dude, I thought your hairstress said, what are you talking about? She's a treasure. I can only imagine the kind of therapy this guy would need here. He was like, I don't, like, I gotta get all the stuff out of my head that I didn't know was in my head.
It's like I need to be deprogrammed from Jewish, like, mannerisms.
Don't tell me that's not going to come across as being racist.
Yeah, like, but I'm not racist. Like, literally, Jewish people were digging under my house and talking to me at night. Okay, buddy.
That's what we were talking about last night. It's like, how do you say there are Jews hiding under my floorboards without sounding like a Nazi?
They put you in my head when I was asleep. Like, well, yes, that's technically true, but...
There's no way to voice that concern without it just being a bad look. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're hiding under your floorboard, huh? Like, up in your attic, too. I mean, calm down there, Hans.
Yeah, I think that's just one of those things. It's like, this is just how I live now. It's just, this just exists. I can say nothing.
Like, okay, so just like all throughout the entire house. No, not throughout the, like certain parts of the house, like here. So like from the bathroom through the living room, like if you walk this path right here, right, then that's where you would hear the voices. Okay, so the bathroom to, and where's this path lead? To the kitchen, right to the refrigerator. Oh. That's when you're like, you know what?
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I didn't hear anything.
Is there a number you can call to yeah, like hopelessly racist? Call this number and we'll berate you until you aren't anymore.
So. That was good.
Yeah. Space Force. Space Force to Jews in the under the ground.
Oh. Yeah. So yeah, I would say I guess like two things that exist that we don't know why.
Right? Yeah.
So yeah, interesting.
I just think it's plausible that we could get funding for an underground military. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're right.
I think we kind of need one because I mean, clearly, if you wanted to go that route, like we already know, like from what's going on overseas, we know that you know whole tunneling thing does exist. What we know from like the cartels in Mexico, we know tunneling does exist. Why are we so worried about what's above us? We can clearly see what's above us, but we can't see what's below us. That's what we need. We need to have underground, like. Under Space Force. Yeah.
But China.
So, I mean, yeah, this like good idea, just wrong direction. But in their defense, there is no direction in outer space, right? There's no up or down, so technically, you know, he said up or space pointed up, but really, you know, he could have just, you know, it was like universally speaking, you know.
Yeah.
It works. That works. I know why I'm defending him. So, but with that, my name is Turk1A2.
I'm Akomi.
And I have been generic.
And thank you very much for learning more about Space Force and the bad decisions that America makes that you already knew. But this time, it's coming from America, so you know it's gotta be true. Yeah.
The lesson to be learned here is don't fuck with us. We will go to war with you.
Yeah. Actually, even if you don't fuck with us, we're probably still going to war with you. I mean, if anything, fucking with us is a good way for us not to go to war with you. Because if you don't do anything to us, then we're like, hey, they look like easy targets.
I mean, yeah, if we think you're going to fight back, we might think about going to war with you. We'll be on the fence about it for a while.
And don't surrender, because then we're just going to fuck with you even harder.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Zang, bye. Bye.
All right there, folks. That was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give him a hand.